where we bring you today's No Sweat News, the bizarre stories of the day put together into one newscast. So, well, you can win the No Sweat News quiz on Friday for Slipknot tickets. Say what now? You heard me right. Later on today, we will confirm a Slipknot show in our backyard. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Today's No Sweat News brought to you by Mattress Firm. Best Memorial Day sale ever. Limited time. Save $500 on top-rated mattress brands like Sealy's and Sleepy's. All right, Dateline Houston, Texas for story number one. Some psychologists at the University of Houston have come up with the official scientific name for road rage. And I'm here to tell you, it's awful. It's awful. It's terrible. And quite frankly, this just needs to be rolled up and smoked. Their official title for road rage. No, it's no longer road rage. It's now accelerousal. Right? Isn't that terrible? Accelerousal is what the psychologists at the University of Houston would like us to now call road rage. Accelerousal. To me, that just sounds awful. It sounds like there's something naughty happening behind the wheel. And I don't know that I want accelerousal. I mean, maybe on a Friday or Saturday night, but not while I'm driving to work on a Tuesday morning just trying to get things done. Accelerousal? Really, Texas? Here's what they have found out about accelerousal, road rage. Road rage is such a better description, too. I mean, who's aroused when they're being cut off or when that idiot in front of you still has his blinker on? Or someone's doing 55 in the hammer lane on the Garden State cash cow when we know there are no rules. It's Mad Max out there. Here's what they think. They think that it's a genetic condition. That if you have a lot of accelerousal, that it could, your parents just might be to blame. Or vice versa, if you don't get accelerousal, if you don't get aroused behind the wheel, then, you know, your parents didn't have that trait. No, I think I'm sticking with road rage. Here's this guy in New Zealand who had a fantastic last few days before turning himself into jail. Check this guy out. James Bryant, who was wanted by police for assault with a deadly weapon. He went out before he turned himself in and spent 2 weeks out in the wilderness. Apparently he was, you know, Mr. Camper, Mr. Hiking, Mr. I'm going to climb those four mountains. So he went out in the wilderness and in to get himself turned into jail on time so he didn't get extra charges, he hired a helicopter to come pick him up, fly him home, and drop him off right in front of the police station. How about that? Quite frankly, I would have gotten the free police ride in the police copter. Just told them where I was and sat and waited. But and now, Dateline Costco for story number three. Now, if this is not a good news story, I do not know what the hell is. Costco, the giant box store, just announced that free samples are returning nationally this month. In fact, some of them already have free samples coming back. Well, you know, the box store canceled free food samples because of COVID last spring, but they are coming back. So it's nice to know you can have a little nosh while you're out grabbing an 80-ounce bottle of shampoo or a package of 600,000 rolls of toilet paper. God bless us. All right, head off to Costco. Dollar hot dog, gonna get myself a free sample, baby. That's today's No Sweat News. Yeah, we're giving away Slipknot tickets on the No Sweat News quiz on Friday morning. Details unleashed today about a Slipknot national tour.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.